I'll just say, by way of introduction, the songs we'll be singing tonight will in some way reference the fact that Jesus is our rock and our refuge. Cooper will begin with a scripture reading.
I'll be reading from Psalm 71, 1 through 8. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my strong refuge, to which I may resort continually. You have given the commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous, out of the hand of the righteous and cruel man. For you are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust from my youth. By you I have been upheld from birth. You are he who took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall be continually of you. I have become as a wonder to many, but you are my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with your glory all the day.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus.
His name is one.
His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He's a Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever.
Reading Psalms 61, 1 through 4. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings.
Shelter in a time of storm.
Oh.
don't know if you saw this at the bottom. This is written by Erastus Johnson. Does anybody know who that is? I don't either. But I did notice that it was written in the 1870s. Another song, Safe in the Arms of Jesus, was also written in the 1870s. If you look at the song that Sanford just led, it was written in the 1880s. And towards the end of the 19th century, these people were looking for security in God. And you have to think, there weren't insurance companies like we have today. There weren't, most of the people didn't have bank accounts. Most of the people were farmers. And they had to trust that God would look after them all year long, and their crops would grow. There wasn't the security sometimes we feel. You know, in reality, we probably have less security than they did. And so while those songs were written in the 1800s, they're really about us today. So let's sing the next two songs.
Oh, sometimes the shadows are deep, and rough seems the path to the goal, and sorrow sometimes out they sweep, like tempest down over the soul. Oh, then to the rock let me fly.
Over the fields of glory, oh. Hide me, O my Savior, hide me.
Hide me, O my Savior, hide me.
Just a thought before we pray. Prayer is a remarkable thing. Don't know about you, but I've never had a president or a premier or any other king or authority invite me to come and speak with them. I don't know why they would, and it's never happened. And yet our God, our King, the one God and the greatest King, the King of Kings, delights in inviting us to come before Him. To reflect on that. Please bow. Heavenly Father, we are thankful that you will hear our prayers, that you are willing to bow your ear down, to attune yourself, Father, to the things that we bring to you. We acknowledge before you, Father, at this time that your word is truth, that it is not within us to direct our own ways. It is not within us, Father, to know wisdom unless you give it, to know truth unless it proceeds from your mouth. And so, Father, we acknowledge you as God, the great God, the one God, the creator of heaven and earth, and all that is created has been done so by your word. We come before you then, Father, humbly. We ask respectfully that you would hear us. As we submit to you, Father, that we are helpless and that we do look to you as our rock, as our fortress, as our refuge. Father, we don't even know the extent of your ability to deliver, to preserve, to save. But we do know and we do believe, Father, what you've told us, that it is your will to do so, that you are able to do so, that you have sent your Son for the very purpose of preserving us eternally and all those who will believe and obey. And Father, we recognize that your abilities are great, far more than we can take in. And so we need to put, and Father, we do put our trust in you and you alone. There are many things in this world, Father, that appear to offer security. Many things that boast of strength or power or ability. All these things come from what your hand, your voice has made. And so, Father, we look past those things and put our trust in you. Help us each day to not forget that you are God. Help us each day to not forget that you are the one who calls us and the one to whom we must answer someday. Father, we give you honor and glory. We give you reverence and respect. You are God, and we love you, we believe you, and we trust you. Be with us this evening as we sing songs to you, Father. You're worthy of all that the human mind and the human voice can lift up to you. Let our efforts this evening be acceptable in your sight, please. We thank you for your Son, without whom we would have no hope. We thank you for your grace that brought the scheme of redemption, the plan of salvation, into reality. We thank you for your word that, like a beacon in darkness, draws us to you. May we never, ever, even one day, Father, forget who it is to whom we owe our all, and always, every day, approach you and give you praise and honor and glory. And Father, when that day comes, please save us. And in the meantime, Father, please be patient with us. As you have promised your mercy and your patience, as you have promised forgiveness unlimited, we appeal to you. We throw ourselves down before you, Father, recognizing that we need it. We need your grace. We need your mercy. We need your forgiveness. And please, Father, as you always have, provide those things in abundance, for we are lost without them. And so, Father, we give you great honor. We exalt your name in the assembly here this evening. And it is through your Son, his precious name, his great sacrifice, his perfect life, that we come to you and appeal to you now. Amen.
I'll be reading Psalm 18, 1-3. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies.
The Rock of My Heart. This is a new song probably to most of you, but it fit so well with the theme I had to throw it in. Our young people sang it this week at camp. The parents who picked them up on Friday night were able to sing it with everyone else who was there. So we have a core group to kind of help teach you, those of you who do not know it. This song takes the words of Asaph from Psalm 73 to express the Christian's dependence on God and his faithfulness, even when our faith begins to waver. Let me read you the words to the song so you'll have an idea of what we're singing. It says, "My Lord, I need nothing beside you. Without you, I could not have stood. Your promise is my hope and my refuge, your nearness, my strength and my good. When I was distressed and embittered by things I could not understand, your presence was continually with me. You always took hold of my hand. I know that your counsel will guide me in wisdom, devotion, and love. And afterward, you'll call me to glory to dwell in your presence above." And the chorus says, "My heart may be broken within me, my earthly strength may depart, but you are my portion forever. You are the rock of my heart." Will you please stand as we sing?
My Lord, I need nothing beside you. Without you, I could not have stood. Your promise is my hope and my refuge, your nearness, my strength and my good. good. My heart may be broken within me, my earthly strength may depart, but you are my portion forever. You are the rock of my heart. You are the rock of my heart. When I was distressed and embittered by things I could not understand, your presence was continually with me. You always took hold of my hand. My heart may be broken within me, my earthly strength may depart, but you are my portion forever. You are the rock of my heart. You are the rock of my heart. I know that your counsel will guide me in wisdom, devotion, and love. And afterward you'll call me to glory, to dwell in your presence above. My heart may be broken within me, my earthly strength may depart, but you are my portion forever. You are the rock of my heart. You are the rock of my heart.
On the Lord.
Well, I think it's clear what our theme has been this evening. So I have a question. Given our theme that Jesus is our rock and our refuge, what means security and safety to you? What would you think of, especially if we didn't have this theme in mind? Traditionally, particularly when I was young, people used to talk about Fort Knox, a place you couldn't get into or out of, or Alcatraz, the long-abandoned prison on the island out in the San Francisco Bay, or maybe the White House, which these days doesn't seem to be as secure as perhaps it once was, or the Pentagon, I don't know. Back in the 80s, I worked in what's called a SCIF, an SCIF, if you ever heard of one of those. It's an acronym. It means a secure compartmented information facility. In the building where I was, the SCIF was down underground. You had to go down through special elevators to get into it. There were guards at the tops of the elevators, at the bottoms of the elevators. You went inside. Nothing in the way of electromagnetic radiation could get in or get out. Lots of ways that we define security, I guess. If you mean cyber safe, it's a matter of firewalls and specialized software and maybe something called a Faraday cage. We had one of those in the SCIF. If you mean physical security or control, maybe it's a supermax prison. I got to go into a prison like that once in South Africa to help lead a church service inside that prison. But really, those things and things like ADT and digital locks and concealed carry and whatever else we might be inclined to put our trust in, on any given day, those things can let you down big time. The Bible clearly warns us not to trust in things of this world for security. The scriptures we've looked at, the songs we've sung. Isaiah 31, verse 1, the prophet said, "Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help and rely on horses, who trust in chariots because there are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong, but who do not look to the Holy One of Israel nor seek the Lord." Psalm 118, verses 8 and 9 say, "It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes." And these aren't just aphorisms. These aren't just things to print out on a sheet of paper and stick on the bulletin board. Do that. Put it on your fridge. Write it on the walls of your house. But we need to write it into our hearts. This is the truth. It really is God who protects. In Jeremiah 17, beginning in verse 5, the Lord says, "Cursed is the man," strong language. Think about this. "Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited." You know, I think of a tumbleweed blowing through the west. It was actually somewhere years ago in Nevada, and there was a windstorm, a sandstorm came through. And to my amazement, these tumbleweeds came down the street where we were. I never actually seen them before. That's the image I have here. But you know, it's not bleak, really. The prophet goes on to say, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit." We know where we need to put our trust. The deep trust, the real trust. Not just what we say. Psalm 56:11, "In God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" That same question is asked in Psalm 118, verse 6. "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" And you know the New Testament, Hebrews, the 13th chapter, verse 6, echoes that. The writer says, we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me? There are many things that people can do to us. They can chase us, they can hunt us down, they can accuse us, they can slander us, they can even lock us up or physically hurt us. But not one of those things or anything else a person can do can overcome God and His promises and what we stand in. And so Paul is really right. Even though he himself died for Christ, Paul is really right. The Spirit, speaking through Paul, tells the truth in Romans 8, verse 31, if God is for us, who can be against us? And the answer to that is hopefully obvious. No one can be against us. Yes, people can rail, accuse. That's not what this means. Who can stop us? Who can thwart us? Who can overcome us? We belong to God, and His word never fails. So why is it then that it's sometimes so hard for us to trust God completely? Why do we sometimes struggle to let go of trust in temporal or worldly things? I guess we could give a lot of reasons. I can't see God with my own physical eyes. I can't sit down with Him and talk with Him, nor do I need to. He has told me everything I need to know. The Bible tells us about God, but His power is not demonstrated today the way it was once upon a time. Do I then see that as a stumbling block or let that be a barrier? Do you?
Rock of ages, left for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the flood from thy womb inside which flow, be our sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure, not the labor of my hands can fulfill the law's demands. Could my tears forever flow? Could my zeal no longer know? All for sin would not atone. Thou must save, and Thou alone. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to the cross I cling. Make it come to Thee for trust, helpless look to Thee for grace. Bow to the fountain fly, watch me say,
I'm going to read from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters His voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how He has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
Jesus, lover of my soul.
Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly. While the nearer waters roll, while the tempest still is high, hide me, O my Savior, hide, till the storm of life is past. Safe into the haven of God, O receive my soul.
Thank you for the opportunity to worship you in song tonight. Please forgive us of our sins. And Lord, please be with our sick, especially the baby Luke. Please bless him and heal him if it be thy will. Go with us now and keep us in your loving care. Heaven save us. In Christ's name, amen.